President Nixon at this hour starts out for a sightseeing trip to some of the world's great wonders. I'm David Henderson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. President Nixon, Egyptian President Sadat, and their wives are visiting Egypt's centuries-old pyramids, flying there from Cairo by helicopter. This is the third day of Mr. Nixon's visit to Egypt. Thursday, the president announced that Sadat had agreed to visit the United States later this year, a sign that the two leaders have developed a good relationship during the meetings and public ceremonies. President Nixon has a final meeting with Sadat later this morning, then the presidential party flies on to Saudi Arabia. An explosion rocked the upper floors of the Gulf Oil Corporation's international headquarters in Pittsburgh Thursday night, shortly after a telephoned warning from a woman claiming to be from the Radical Weather Underground. The blast nearly destroyed the 29th floor, but no one was hurt. The woman caller directed authorities to a letter taped inside a telephone booth, which explained the bombing. The letter said Gulf Oil was guilty of, among other things, killing people in Africa. Paul Sheldon, a Gulf vice president, this morning denies the charge.
The charge is not true. We don't kill people in Africa. We think our operation there provides employment and helps people in Africa. But because Angola is a Portuguese colony, and there has been a war going on there for 12 or 13 years now, Gulf has somehow been blamed for this in some quarters. And I assume that's what they're referring to. That's the only assumption I can make.
More news in a minute.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, Vantage Press invites you to write to a leading New York publisher for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. It explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. That's GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO Box 1414, New York, New York. GPO Box 1414, New York, New York.
The wholesale price index continued to rise in May, despite the third straight monthly decline in food prices. The Labor Department's report says surging industrial prices for a wide range of products were mostly to blame, for the index increasing 1.3%. CBS News correspondent Mitchell Krause explains the government report.
The news from the Labor Department means that despite administration predictions of an easing of the inflationary spiral, consumers are in for continued high prices for most everything for the foreseeable future. Even farm prices, the one bright spot, dropped only half as much as in April. Other categories were sharply up. Steel mill products and other metals jumped almost 8% in May, with all commodities running at a rate over 16% above a year ago. When the new boosts work their way down the distribution chain to the retail level weeks or months from now, apparel, household furnishings, appliances, floor coverings, and anything made of metal will cost more. With fuel and power costs up 4%, even food may not decline as the farm price drop implies. This comes as public and farm groups press for an inquiry as to why price increases on the wholesale level seem to be passed on immediately, while price reductions take far longer if they are ever fully carried out. Mitchell Krause, CBS News, New York.
A majority of the Senate rallied Thursday to the support of Secretary of State Kissinger in the dispute over his role in wiretapping. 52 senators have signed as co-sponsors of a resolution praising Kissinger as a patriotic American whose integrity and veracity are above reproach. The Senate resolution has been referred to the Foreign Relations Committee, which is undertaking, at Kissinger's request, to verify his testimony under oath last September that he did not initiate national security wiretaps of 13 government officials and four newsmen. CBS News continues in a minute.
It's a real hot day. I'm soaking up the sun, and suddenly I say antifreeze right out loud. My wife says, huh? And I say, haven't you heard that song?
You can never buy Prestone too early. Do it now, don't you wait. You can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it. too late.
It's a fact. A 50-50 mix of Prestone 2 winter summer formula and water, about 2 gallons for most cars, fights boilover because it helps your cooling system handle heat better than water. Fresh boilover protection and fresh corrosion protection, too, because only Prestone 2 has a patented silicone silicate inhibitor system. Nothing beats it for corrosion protection. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, you can never buy Prestone 2 early. You can only buy it too late.
If you can't trust Prestone,
who can you trust?
The latest Harris poll, released Thursday night, shows that the majority of the people surveyed, 52%, thinks President Nixon should be impeached and removed from office. I'm David Henderson, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, KIXI, 6 minutes past 11 o'clock.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to our world of mystery and the macabre. How much do you know about rats? About as much as I did, I suppose, before I heard of the strange crimes at the Meriwether Research Institute. It all began with certain experiments on a strain of rat known in scientific circles as Rattus novigicus, and ended with death.
Gray.
What?
The rat. Get the rat, get out of that cage.
And?
On what?
Whether Wayne told the truth about Atticus being able to slip the latch on the cage.
If he did, what happens to us? Gray.
Don't think about it, Doris. Don't think about it. Mystery drama, The Rat, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by George Lother and stars Michael Wager. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Great-faced in the morning, Kellogg's. Kellogg's has that wholesome taste to get you up and grinning.
This is Jerry Coffer for Kellogg's Special K. You know, for years we've been talking about the Special K breakfast, a great way to start the day if you have a weight problem. You may have seen or heard our latest commercials, which symbolize the problem of being a few pounds overweight by using this ball and chain. That's the sound effect. But so many people have come to know the Special K breakfast that can help solve weight problems, they sometimes forget that Special K is America's favorite high-protein cereal. It has 8 essential vitamins and iron, and so delicious that lots of folks, kids as well as adults, eat Special K just for the sheer good taste of it. So we don't want you to think that you have to wear a ball and chain to eat Special K. All you need is an appreciation for the finer things of life, a 1-ounce bowl of Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, tomato juice, coffee, and maybe a little sugar. The Special K breakfast can't help you lose weight all by itself, but it really is a good start.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can to find me a place where I can be.
About the new Navy. You'll get your chance at success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000. That's 800-841-8000. Or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
It's tougher than all outdoors.
The Sony TFM 8100 all-weather radio. Tough, lightweight. It stands up to the heavies. Ice, heat, rain, sand, shock. Powerful. FM, AM, and VHF weather band for music, news, and continuous weather reports. Rugged. Weathertight cabinetry housing a silicon-treated speaker cone. Portable. 2 pounds, 15 ounces of dependability in design. The Sony TFM 8100 all-weather radio. Mountain or sea, built for adventure.
Music Bar at 117 South Sound Center in Olympia is your full-line Sony all-weather radio dealer. Bob Finch and his sales staff know what Sony all-weather radios can do for folks who work and play in the Northwest environment. A nice way to enjoy great outdoors and all you need to know in information, too.
Still there? Good. I admire your nerve. All right, then. Come along with me to the laboratory of Dr. Grayson Carter, behavioral scientist at the Meriwether Research Institute. As you see, in that cage there, which covers one wall of the laboratory, are about 150 rats. Big, too, aren't they? That handsome dark-haired man in the white coat is Dr. Carter. And as you can hear, he's dictating a report.
Report to Dr. Christopher Morton from Dr. Grayson Carter concerning experiment number 17 on Rutus norvegicus. As you know, my entire theory is based on my conviction that of the 2,000 rat species in the world, the Muridae rat, especially the brown rat of Norway, Rattus norvegicus, is the most intelligent. Although they originated in Asia Minor, they have spread throughout the world. As you know, my...
Oh, sorry, Gray, you're dictating.
Oh, it's okay, darling. Come on in.
I can't stay long. I'm going to the hospital to bring Wayne home.
Oh, so soon. Quick recovery, I'd say.
It wasn't really a bad attack this time.
Oh? Doris, he couldn't move. He was absolutely paralyzed with pain.
When his back goes out like that and the muscle spasms, he is helpless, yes. And sometimes it takes weeks in traction for him to recover, but sometimes only a few days.
Doris, you are going to go through with this.
Tell him I want a divorce so I can marry you. Yes. But I'm sure he'll refuse.
I want you for my wife. And I want the world to know it. If Wayne refuses to give you a divorce...
Gray?
Oh, it's Attila again.
Attila?
That big fellow there, the one bigger than the rest.
Oh, good heavens, he is great. He's killing that other rat.
Attila! Stop! Here. There. That'll calm him down.
What is that stuff you threw into the cage?
Blood feed.
Blood feed?
Oh, kind of rough animal feed mixed with blood.
Oh.
The rats love it. I use it as a reward. When a rat learns to do something, perform some little task or trick, I reward him with a pan of feed.
Are they as intelligent as you thought?
Well, I'm not sure intelligence is the word. Cunning. Yeah, it's just resourceful. Cunning and resourceful. At this point in my experiments, I'm inclined to think that a rat can figure out a way to do anything. Well, within reason, of course. If there's something to be gained by it.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, for example, you see that billiard ball in the cage?
Yes.
Attila's learned, and so have some of the others, but he's the smartest. He's learned to push that ball up that trough and then to maneuver it into that hole at the top. When it goes through the hole, it drops to the bottom of the tube and triggers the opening of that trapdoor. And what do you suppose is behind that trapdoor?
Don't tell me. They're feed.
You learn fast, too. Yeah. Let me see if I can teach you something you enjoy learning.
Oh, Gray. Gray, darling. You're a wonderful teacher.
I'm sorry to interfere with
Wayne.
Your lovemaking. You look surprised, my dear.
I was coming to the hospital to pick you up. You knew that.
Wayne, let me make one thing clear.
Oh, don't bother, Gray. What's been going on between you and my wife is very clear.
Wayne!
Do you think
You really think you've managed to cover up your little game of illicit love?
There is nothing illicit.
Oh, isn't there? You steal my wife just as you stole the Schuyler Award for research.
Stole the award? What are you talking about?
Oh, you don't know? Well, I suppose that's scarcely surprising.
Oh, now look, Wayne.
Now get your hands off. Oh.
Wayne.
It's my back. That's okay. Oh. Just a sudden twinge, thanks to you, Gray.
I'm sorry if I caused you any pain. I just want to tell you that...
Oh, you'll tell me nothing. I'll tell you. You stole my wife. You stole the award. But there's something you're not going to steal because I've got the inside track. The directorship of this institute.
Wayne, I have no interest in becoming director of this institute.
Good. Because you won't get it. I will. I'm going to our apartment, Doris. I'll expect you there in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Or else.
What did he mean, or else?
Nothing. He's just upset.
He meant something. I want to know what. That bruise on your cheek a few weeks ago, you didn't get it from a fall.
No.
Oh, that dirty...
Gray, please.
You're going to leave me. Divorce or no divorce.
We'll see, darling. We'll see. Wayne, we can't go on like this.
We? I'm not going on with anything. I'm entirely happy with things as they are. Or will be once I get rid of Dr. Grayson Carter.
Get rid of him?
Oh, I don't mean kill him. Morton has promised me I'll take his place as director once he retires. That'll be soon. As director of the Institute, my first action will be to fire Grayson Carter.
You can't do that.
Oh, I can do more than that. I'll not only bounce him, but I'll so dirty his reputation it'll end his career.
How could you possibly dirty Gray's reputation?
Oh, that's very simple, by spreading the word that he's a wife stealer.
What?
That he turned a loving wife, my loving wife, into a cheap, lying...
You...
Don't you ever do that again, Doris, or you'll regret that. A lot worse than you did the last time.
You lay a hand on me
I'll
again.
Lay more than a hand on you, and you'd better keep that in mind. Now, there will be no divorce. You don't love me? I couldn't care less. But you're not going to love anyone else either, and that means beginning now, you're to stop seeing Grayson Carter.
I will not stop seeing Gray.
Oh, I think you will. For his sake, if not yours. I've told you what I intend to do to him once I become director. But I could do even more than that.
I don't see how you could do it.
Yeah, I don't intend to tell you. But there is one way you can find out. Just keep seeing him. Just keep letting him take you in his arms. Fondling you, kissing you.
Hurting me.
I could kill you and him along with you. I could... You filthy little fraud. Dr. Cheney here.
Chris Morton, Wayne.
Oh, yes, Chris.
I heard you were coming home from the hospital today, and I'm anxious to talk to you. Would it be convenient to come right over to my office?
Well, it certainly would. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
See you then.
Well, it's come quicker than I thought. Morton wants to see me in his office, and right now. Unless I miss my guest, the next time you see me, I'll be the director of Meriwether Institute. And your love will be on his way down the drain.
Come. Oh, good to see you, Wayne. Come in, come in.
Thank you, Chris.
Sit down, sit down. How are you feeling?
Oh, couldn't be better.
Back okay?
Oh, yes. A few days in traction always does the trick.
Well, not always. There have been times when it took 2, sometimes 3 weeks.
No, never that long.
Well, now, what I wanted to see you about...
I think I know.
If anyone deserves promotion, you do. And we have talked about your becoming director.
As I made clear to you, Chris, I'm your man.
Yes, you are. Or to put it more accurately, you were.
Were?
I'm as sorry as I can be, but the board turned you down.
Well, how could they? Well, you say you recommended. I was your first choice.
That's true.
Well, nobody carries more weight than you.
The board does, I'm afraid. I'm also afraid that your record was against you.
My back problem?
Yes.
Well, what the hell has my back problem got to do with my ability as director?
Not your ability, but your, well, your disability, you might say.
To kick me aside just because I've got a trick back?
There was another reason.
Well, what other reason?
Well, they felt, and really, Wayne, I've got to go along with this. They felt it would be useful to the Institute, you know, helpful in a political and social way, fundraising and all that, to have a man in the director's chair with as much prestige as possible.
Prestige? I've got any number of doctorates, books I've written, discoveries.
True, very true. But you don't have the Schuyler Award for research. Grayson Carter does. What is it, Wayne? Wayne, you've gone as white as a sheet. Are you ill?
Grayson Carter. They chose Grayson Carter?
Yes.
And you agreed?
It wouldn't have served any purpose to disagree.
But you agreed. After assuring me that I'd replace you, after promising me the job.
Oh, now, I don't remember promising.
You did. Right here in this office, you promised me.
Wayne, my dear fellow.
You'll regret this. I promise you, you'll regret it. And I'll keep my promise. You wait and see.
Wayne. Morton?
Grayson Carter, Chris.
Oh, yes, Gray.
That didn't wake you up or something, did I?
Oh, no, gracious man. It's only 9 o'clock. But I have been lying here in my bedroom with the lights off. I've got a splitting headache.
Rough day?
Yeah, I broke the news to Wayne this afternoon. He took it badly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, he'll get over it. What can I do for you, Gray?
Well, I was wondering if you'd listen to that last report of mine on Rattus Norvegicus.
No, but I was just about to, actually. I've got the tape recorder right here on my bedside table and was just about to turn it off.
Oh, fine. Listen, I'm anxious to get your reaction. Could you call me when you finish?
Of course. How long is the tape?
Oh, 20 minutes thereabouts.
I'll call you back, Gray.
Report to Dr. Christopher Morton from Dr. Grayson Carter on experiment number 17 for Rattus Norvegicus. Chris, as you know, my entire theory is based on my conviction that of the 2,000 rat species in the world...
In the world, is that?
Rat, especially the brown
something
rat
in the room. Way,
rat
does it turn on the light?
...is the most intelligent.
Good Lord!
Originated
in it's a rat!
The
world, biggest I've ever...
...dominating many other species.
No! No!
Even as Dr. Christopher Morton listens to Dr. Grayson Carter's report on his experiment with rats, Attila, largest and most cunning of all, flings himself at Morton's throat. Trouble lies ahead, and stark terror. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
Never heard of beer on the rocks? No? Swell. The people who brew Budweiser never have thought ice in your beer was such a cool idea anyway. If you only knew how ice cuts down the head and waters the taste. Oh, a chilling thought. A downright tragedy with Budweiser especially. Budweiser is the king of beers. The only beer in America that's beechwood aged. Naturally carbonated. Which means Bud brews its own bubbles. Tiny ones over a dense lattice of beechwood strips. The beer ages the best way. The right way. Naturally. But add an ice cube and bloop, there goes all that extra effort. So if you forget to cool enough Bud, skip the cubes and put your Budweiser on ice for a while, on the coldest shelf in your refrigerator. Even if the wait does frost you a little, it'll be worth it. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
You have to wake up at least once every day. So why not make the best of it? A Sony Digimatic clock radio lets you rise to the occasion. Caught a northwest sunrise lately on a spring morning at 6:30. It's worth getting up for. Say around 6:15. A quick glance tells you the time to the second. Wrapped in music. Sure beats a pinch in the behind. Tap the snooze bar and the alarm turns off. And on again. 8 minutes and a cat nap later. Compact sculptured cabinetry in FM and AM. The Sony Digimatic Clock Radio. Everything you've always wanted to know in your bedroom.
Cascade Pharmacy at 417 Bellevue Way Northeast is your full-line Sony digital radio clock dealer. Roland Harper and John Octobro and their sales staff have just the mood setter for that good morning attitude. A Sony digital clock radio. Try one. You may just like yourself better in the morning.
Do you suppose it was Dr. Wayne Cheney who put Attila the Rat in Dr. Morton's bedroom? Almost bet on it myself. He certainly had the motive. His insane jealousy of Dr. Grayson Carter, plus Carter being appointed director of the Meriwether Institute instead of himself. But how could he have transported the rat to Dr. Morton's bedroom? Seems to be a question that bothers Lieutenant Enright of the police, too.
Sit down, gentlemen, and thank you for coming here to headquarters. I'd have come to the Institute, but frankly, I'm up to my ears in emergency police work.
I'm happy to cooperate, Lieutenant.
Of course. I asked both of you here because the two of you were closer to Dr. Morton than anyone else. But I especially asked you, Dr. Carter, because, well, it was one of your rats that killed Dr. Morton.
A tragedy I don't expect to get over, Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to a report here made out by Sergeant James of Homicide, when he and his squad arrived at the Institute last night, you would apparently captured the rat and returned it to its cage. Is that so?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, there isn't much to tell. Wayne, Dr. Cheney heard Dr. Morton's screams and...
Hold it a second. How did you hear the screams, Dr. Cheney? Were you in Dr. Morton's house?
No, I happened to be passing it on my way to the Institute Library. I want to tell you, or maybe you know, Morton lived alone except for a housekeeper, and she was out for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I found that out later, of course. Well, anyhow, I was passing the house, heard the screams, rushed in and up to his bedroom.
Go on, please.
It's all so horrible. The rat, that monster of a rat, was on him, tearing at his throat. I can't go on, I'm sorry.
What did you do?
Well, the only thing I could do... He phoned me. I rushed over, of course, and... Well, captured Attila.
How'd you manage to do that?
I've been working with these rats for months now, studying their behavioral patterns, their emotional reactions and so on. My experiments have included rewards for certain actions I've taught them to perform.
Actions? You mean tricks?
Well, yes, you could call them tricks, I guess, but they're really experiments in Rodentia IQ, the intelligence quotient of rats.
Pretty smart, I understand, rats.
I'm discovering they're even smarter than I thought.
Have you any idea how this, this Attila got into Dr. Morton's bedroom? Well, do you?
Yes. He was put there. He couldn't have gotten there any other way.
Mind explaining?
My laboratory is in the Institute building, and the building is across the square from Dr. Morton's house. Someone must have opened the big rat cage, lured Attila into a portable cage, carried him to Dr. Morton's house, and released him in Morton's bedroom.
For the purpose of killing Dr. Morton?
Yes.
Have you any idea as to who wanted to kill Dr. Morton?
Well, Yes, I do.
Who?
I can't tell you that. It's only a suspicion I have, and...
He suspects me. Oh, you needn't look so surprised. Morton promised me the directorship of the Institute and broke his promise by giving it to you. So who'd have a better motive than me, The whole Institute knows you seduced my wife, stole her affection.
Shut up, Wayne.
We're making love to her.
I'm warning you.
Hold it, both of you. I'm sorry. If I'd known things were like this between you, I'd have interviewed you separately. You've told me all you can at this point. Thank you for coming. Dr. Carter?
Yes?
I'd take special security measures with those rats of yours from now on.
Dr. Carter. Oh, hello, Mr. Berkowitz. Okay. Aaron, then. Guess I'm not used to calling board chairmen by their first names.
Yes?
Well, I hate to wash up the experiment when it's only a few weeks short of completion. Well, yes, I know it's been a month since Dr. Morton's death, but... Well, you know, I have spent as much time as possible doing my job as director. Come in, Doris. Aaron, I couldn't agree more. Well, look, let me think about it, will you? I'll get back to you later today, right? Doris, sweetheart.
Gray, dear.
That was Aaron Berkowitz, chairman of the Board of Trustees. The board feels I'm not giving enough time to my duties as director.
You're knocking yourself out. And you look tired and worried.
Worried? No.
Yes, you are, I can tell. What is it?
Well, to be honest, there's something going on here in the lab. Puzzles me. I don't understand it.
What?
I think someone's getting in here at night and tampering with the rats.
Tampering?
Doing something. I don't know. The rats seem to be keyed up on edge. Especially Attila.
Any rats give me the shakes, but Attila... How could anyone except you get in here? You had that special lock put on the door after Dr. Morton's death.
I know, but... Oh, someone could have a key made, I suppose.
But why? Who would want to come in here? Secretly, I mean. For what reason?
Wayne.
Gray. I know you think he killed Dr. Morton.
I am sure he did, Doris. Trouble is, I can't prove it. I can't prove he's the one who's prowling around in here when I'm gone, either. But I'm pretty sure it is him.
Oh, Gray, why don't you give up this whole thing? This whole experiment, these rats. Suppose they got out of that cage while you were here. 150...
Oh, hey, darling, cool it. 150 rats aren't getting out of any cage. Not while I'm here.
One of them did. Attila did.
He did not get out. He was taken out. Look here, let me show you why it's impossible.
Gray, please, I've got
to... I want you to stop worrying. Now, see this bolt?
Yes.
Well, it's on the outside of the cage. The only way to open this door is for someone to slide the bolt back, like so.
Well, but couldn't a rat... You say they're so clever.
A rat reach through the bars and slide the bolt. Well, I guess so.
Well?
But he'd have to be taught to do it, just the way I've taught them to do other things. Honey, I am not teaching a rat how to slide the bolt back.
Well, I'll be glad when this whole experiment is over and done with and you're safe behind your desk in the director's office.
Oh, stop worrying, Doris. About the rats, anyway. We've got other things to worry about. Did you ask Wayne for a divorce again?
Yes. And he just laughed at me.
I guess I'm just going to have this out with him.
But there's nothing you can do. He's my husband.
He's got to give you a divorce.
He won't. No, he won't.
Is he at home now?
Yes, at least he was when I left. Why?
Come on. We'll see him together.
Wait, wait a minute.
I am not waiting another second. This thing has dragged on long enough.
Dropped
dead, Gray.
Oh, Wayne, be reasonable.
Reasonable? You ask me to be reasonable?
Wayne, I don't love you anymore. I love Gray, so what's the use
There's no use. No use at all. I'd be happy to be rid of you. Happy to give you a divorce, except that would make you happy. If there's one thing in this world I'll do everything to prevent, it's your happiness.
What kind of a man are you?
I detest you. I say it calmly because I have to. My doctor has made it very clear to me that extreme emotion, especially anger, can bring on another back seizure.
And what about hate?
Oh, I find hating you decidedly comforting, my dear. It gives me greater pleasure than you'll ever know. In fact, I hate you so much. Well, yes, why not? I might even give you a divorce.
Oh, don't play games.
I'm not playing games. I might just give Doris her freedom.
All right. Why?
Why? Because I know what her life with you will be like. I know you for what you are, Gray. A self-centered character who has only one interest in life, himself. And when she married you, once you got what you wanted, she'd find out what you're really like. No better than those rats of yours.
I ignore your insults for what they are. To me, nothing. Are you serious about giving Doris her freedom?
I'll think about it. Now, if you don't mind, I'll ask you to leave.
I'll see you to the door. Gray, can he possibly mean it?
I don't trust him. One way of making us miserable would be to raise our hopes and then dash them to the ground. Don't get your hopes too high. Goodbye, dear.
How can you bear to leave him out of your sight?
Wayne, did you mean it? Will you give me a divorce?
I said I'd think about it, didn't I?
But did you mean it?
Did I mean it? Why, yes, I meant it. It is possible that were I to give you your freedom to marry him, you'd come to loathe each other in very little time.
I'd take my chances.
Of course. Because you're in love. So madly in love. But now another thought strikes me. And it's a thought I don't relish at all.
What thought? Wayne, what thought?
The thought that you might be right and I wrong. But if you married Gray, you might spend the rest of your life deliriously happy. I couldn't have that. Could I?
Wayne? Are you all right? Wayne?
I'm thinking. You asked me if I would think it over, and that's what I'm doing, thinking it over.
Oh.
I'm not only thinking it over. I've come to a decision.
And what is your decision?
No.
What do you want?
Your death.
My
death.
Wayne, what are you saying?
You didn't see Dr. Morton when that rat Attila was finished with him.
Oh, no.
You didn't see the throat.
Stop it.
And all done by one rat.
Think
what two rats could do. Or ten. Or 150.
What are you saying? Oh. You are the one. You've been in Gray's lab at night.
Yes. Yes, of course.
What were you doing there?
Well, what do you do with rats? If the celebrated behavioral scientist, Dr. Grayson Carter, is to be taken seriously, you teach them tricks. I have been teaching them tricks. Correction. I have been teaching one of them a trick.
What kind of trick?
Oh, I hate to admit this, but Gray is absolutely right. Rats are clever. One of them is, anyhow.
What?
The one I lured into a portable cage with the special feed and transported to the bedroom of our late Dr. Morton.
You...
Well, who else? You know it. Gray knows it. I'm quite sure that even Lieutenant Enright knows it. But none of you can prove it.
Oh. What are you going to do?
Kill you.
What?
Or rather, they are.
They?
The rats.
And twisted brain of Dr. Wayne Cheney has devised a horrible death for his estranged wife, Doris. In a few moments, we'll learn how he plans to use those rats. I'll be back shortly with Act 3.
Hello, Ms. Goldilocks here, and welcome to my professional taste testing laboratory. Oh, Papa Bear, could you bring that case of sugar-free Diet 7-Up over here?
Another case? Ms. Goldilocks, you're drinking the sugar-free Diet 7-Up like there's no tomorrow. You can't still be taste testing it.
Oh, no, Papa Bear. Sugar-free Diet 7-Up has already earned my seal of approval. It's fresh, light, natural. Delicious. I drink it because I love its taste. Now hurry up.
Okay, here.
Mm-hmm. This sugar-free Diet 7-Up really tastes delicious. Ladies, if you're tired of switching from one diet drink to another, take some advice from Ms. Goldilocks. Try sugar-free Diet 7-Up and you'll say, yes, this one's just right.
I'll bear witness to that, Goldie.
When you shop at your friendly Tradewell store, there's never any mystery about the values you receive. Tradewell offers the best food, the best selection, the best service, and at the best possible price. So don't be mystified about shopping for food. Shop at your friendly Tradewell store and stretch your food dollar without sacrificing quality. Here are some outstanding values at your friendly Tradewell. Fresh boneless pork butt roast, 59 cents a pound. Bumblebee chunk tuna fish, 6.5-inch tin, 46 cents. High C assorted fruit drinks, 46-ounce tins, 35 cents. Red ripe watermelon, 10 cents a pound. Shop Tradewell for quality with economy. Tradewell is headquarters for USDA prime beef.
You're still with me? Good. Well, now, I'd say that Dr. Wayne Cheney has come unhinged, wouldn't you? No man in his right mind would plan to murder his wife by using rats. Excuse me, one rat, Attila. Now, just how he intends to use Attila, I don't know. You? Well, let's find out together.
Midnight, Doris. The time has come. More properly, your time has come.
Wayne, please. Come to your senses.
Move.
No.
I have ways of making you, you know that.
All too well. You can twist my arm, bend my fingers, use any of those sadistic grips you have. I will...
Change your mind, my darling?
Oh!
Does it?
Oh, please. Yes, please, stop.
That's better. There's a coil of rope in the closet. Get it.
Yes.
Very good. Bring it along. I warn you, if you try anything on your way to the laboratory, I'll make you wish for death. Surprised I have a key to this new lock? Well, I won't keep it a secret from you, Doris. Husbands and wives should have no secrets from each other. Uh-oh, I forgot. You don't go along with that. You believe in keeping secrets from your husband. Secrets of illicit love.
Wayne, you're wrong. You're so wrong.
You deny the two of you were meeting secretly?
Not secretly.
Making love secretly?
No.
Did you enjoy being crushed in his arms?
Oh, stop it. It was nothing like that. You've let your imagination invent things that never happened. You... Wait. What are you doing?
Oh, just tying you up.
No.
Why do you think you brought the rope?
Wait. What are you going to do?
I am going to do nothing. The rats will do it all. Now, hold still. I'll be sure your wrists are secure. They're tied behind your back. Oh, I almost forgot. I promised to tell you how I got a key to the lock.
I don't care how you managed to get it.
Oh, but you should. Without a key, I never could have done the remarkable thing. Yes, the very remarkable thing I've done. All right, now to tie your feet together.
No.
At the ankles.
No.
You see, all I did was simple. All I did was call in a locksmith the day Gray went to a board of trustees meeting. I merely said I'd lost a key and needed another. Simple as that. Oh, sorry. But I must bind you tightly. There we go. That should hold you.
Wait.
Now, we'll just place you on the floor.
Oh, no, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear, if the floor is cold. But you won't be chilly long. Not very long, anyhow.
Wait. Listen to me. I beg you, please.
What the hell is going on in here?
Gray!
Doris!
Help me, Gray!
Doris!
What are you doing here at this hour? Checking the lab at odd hours to catch whoever's been prowling around here?
Hey, what do I...
You start
out away, you!
Now, you try to get up, Gray, and I'll brain you with this chair.
You...
You killed him.
I hope not.
You killed him.
I don't want to be done out of the pleasure. No. He's not dead. He's breathing. Got to get him tied up, too, before he comes around.
You're going to kill us both.
Oh, hardly an opportunity to be missed, my darling. Maybe there is some justice.
Oh.
There now. His wrists tied behind his back. Now for his ankles.
Oh.
I better hurry. He's coming, too.
Oh, what a...
You...
Now you move, and I'll belt you again.
What?
There we go. Wow. Neatly tied up, the two of you. Now, isn't this a pretty sight? The lover and the unfaithful wife trapped.
Horace, he's out of his mind. He brought me here to kill me. He intends to have the rats killed me.
You are crazy.
There's no sense trying to free yourself. You're tied securely, and so is my unfaithful wife. You wish to be parted from me, my dear? You wish to dissolve our union so you could be united with your lover? You shall be united. In death. I'm beginning now. Something I learned from you. Doctor, your experiments gave me the weapons with which to kill you both. You claimed that rats are animals of superior intelligence, and to prove it, and you did prove it, you experimented with these monsters in the cage for months, true?
Go on.
Well, you proved that rats do think. You proved that a rat can be taught, within reason, to figure out a problem for himself, if it resulted in a reward.
I know all that. Go on.
Oh? Are you in a hurry to die? I'm sorry, that doesn't fit into my plan. Oh, no. I'm going to make you suffer. You're going to be torn apart by rats. Those rats. All of them.
Gray. Oh, Gray.
Wayne, you seem to have forgotten something, Wayne.
Oh, have I?
Let those rats out of the cage and they'll attack you too.
Now, why didn't I think of that? Wouldn't I have said to myself, Wayne, the moment you slip the bolt on that door and the rats come pouring out, they'll attack you too. But I did think of it. And would you believe it? I solved the problem. No. Give credit where credit is due. You solved it, Ray.
You proved what remarkable things a rat can do if spurred to do them for a reward. Clever. Very clever. Rats. Especially your friend. And mine. A killer. You've been breaking into the lab secretly and to conduct an experiment of my own. And following your methods, Gray, I succeeded in teaching a killer to perform a little trick on command.
What little trick?
I taught him to slide back the bolt and open the door of the cage.
Oh, Gray.
Easy, darling. You're not making sense, Wayne. You don't believe Attila can do it?
He's smart enough to be taught to do it, but you couldn't have taught him because once he'd learned, he could open the cage anytime he wanted to.
Ah, no. You're forgetting your own theory. A rat performs only for a reward. Always there must be that reward. Attila will slide the bolt back only after it has been smeared with feed. And I give him the command. Shall I demonstrate?
Wait, don't do this. Listen, let us go. I promise you. Wait, promise you.
Promise what?
Anything. Anything you want. Anything. Wait.
I want your death. And his. And I want it to be so terrifying that you'll die a thousand deaths before the final one. A blood feed.
Wayne, let Doris go. Kill me, but let her go.
First, I smear this feed on the bolt of the door. What do you see? You see, Gray? Your friend Attila knows what it's all about. You see how he runs back and forth, pawing at the door? But he won't touch that bolt. Oh, no, not till I give the command.
Gray, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, may I draw your attention to that large sack of feed there on the shelf. You know what I'm going to do with that? Do you? I'm going to get that sink and pour the feed it contains over you. Over both of you. The sack's heavy. You must may be interested to know that once I give the command to open the bolt, it takes the killer about 5 minutes to get it open, and then... Oh. I'm back. My back.
Gray, he just had one of his seizures. He sprawled on the floor.
He's through the sack. Christ, the feed is all over him.
I can't move. I'm paralyzed. I can't move.
Oh, thank the Lord. He didn't give Attila the command.
He did. The food did.
Why? I didn't give any command.
Why is it? Kill a point at the bolt. Why is he trying to slide it back?
I didn't give a command. I couldn't have.
What was the command, Wayne? Was it something as simple as open the bolt?
You fool! You fool! You said it!
You said it! Once I give the command to open the bolt, you said it'll take until about 5 minutes to get it open.
Oh, no.
Oh, I did say it. I did.
He is?
Help me. Oh, help me. Help me. Help me.
Can we? We can't even help ourselves.
Doris, can you throw over on your side.
Oh, my God.
I'll try to maneuver through back. Maybe. Just maybe I can move my fingers enough to open them. Not at your wrist.
Can you do it?
You have to try. We've got to.
The rat. The rat. Listen to them. Listen to them.
Gray.
They know what's happening. They'll come for me. For me. I'm covered with feet. They'll tear me to bits.
Doris, don't move. Keep your hands still while I look at that knot.
He's sliding that bolt. And the rats, they'll fall at the front of the cage near the door. They can't wait to get out. To get at us.
Another minute.
Help me.
Doris, try to move your hands. Can you?
No.
I hope still then.
Great.
Oh, still.
It's too late.
What?
It's too late. The cage is over.
Ah, 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 ah.
That's it, Lieutenant. That's about all there is to tell.
I'm amazed you got out at all.
The rats, every one of them went for the feed Wayne was covered with. And, of course, Wayne...
If only we could have done something to save him.
What could you have done? If you'd wasted any time once you got untied, you'd never made it out of there alive.
That is for sure.
Well, it's over now. I'm not a vengeful man, but I must say your husband got what he deserved. He used a rat to murder Dr. Morton and was murdered himself in the same way. One thing, Dr. Carter.
Yes?
I hope you're finished with your experiments.
I am. No time for experiments now. I'm going to be much too busy as director of the Institute and...
And what?
And as your husband, sweetheart.
And surely they deserved happiness, those two. The fates had thrown them a pretty horrible and terrifying curve. The kind few of us are ever called on to face. At least I hope we aren't. But you never know, do you? I'll be back shortly.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
To your love.
But give your allergy to contact.
Allergy is our business, too. We know pollen. And we know that any of the 12,000 quarts of air you breathe each day may contain enough pollen to make your eyes itch, make you sneeze, and drip. We also know an ingredient that helps block pollen's bad effects. It's the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists. It's an ingredient in contact.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
To your love.
The tiny time pills in one contact keep this antihistamine working up to 12 full hours, all day, all night.
Give your allergy to contact.
Take contact only when needed, only as directed.
Buick introduces a new concept for you to consider in light of today's concern about miles per gallon. Range. Range is what you get when you multiply the mileage your car gets per gallon by the number of gallons your car's gas tank holds. Range is what you need to get you there and back, especially if you plan to travel even just a little. Range is one of the things that help make the Buick Apollo such a special small car. A small car with range. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon gas tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Holds a lot of people, too. There's room for six in Buick Comfort. And the ride is Buick, too. In fact, the only place the Apollo may deviate from your conception of a Buick is in its low price. Look into the Apollo. It's what you'd expect a Buick to be, and a lot more than you'd expect a small car to be. Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
You'll be glad to know that Doris and Gray are happily married now, and the parents of twins. Doris is kept very busy being a mother, and Gray has his hands full as director of the Institute. He keeps hoping he'll find time one of these days to continue with some research. But rest assured, it won't be with rats. Our cast included Michael Wager, Joan Loring, Ralph Bell, and Bob Caliban. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal, new sugar-free diet 7-Up, and Contact, the 12-hour allergy capsule. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
It's the friendly sound of better music. This is KIXI, dial 91 AM, Seattle.
The news is next from CBS. It's 12 o'clock.
CBS News. Nixon's triumphal visit to Egypt is drawing to a close. The presidential party is sightseeing at this hour, touring the pyramids southwest of Cairo. I'm David Henderson, reporting on the CBS radio network. In a couple of hours, Mr. Nixon will have a final meeting with his host, Egyptian President Sadat. The two leaders will issue a goodwill communique, and President Nixon will depart for Saudi Arabia and a second stop in his five-nation journey of peace to the Middle East. Thursday, as Mr. Nixon was being welcomed by throngs of Egyptians in Alexandria, four Arab guerrillas attacked a kibbutz in northern Israel, killing three women before being killed themselves. A military Palestinian group in Beirut claimed the attack was made for political recognition. John Lawrence reports on the gunfight.
Police and soldiers raced to the scene of the shootout, but by the time they arrived, the killing was over. It lasted less than an hour, beginning when the Arab guerrilla unit invaded the sprawling kibbutz, and ending with an explosion in a honey-making plant that blew the terrorists to pieces. The three civilian victims were all women, shot and killed by the Arab commandos in the first stages of the attack. The terrorists were surprised by the civilian defenders of the kibbutz, who first engaged and finally killed the Fedayeen. A printed list of demands in Hebrew was found on what remained of the guerrillas' bodies. They were trying to take Israeli hostages, demanding the release of 100 imprisoned terrorists. The message concluded with the fateful words, "We love to die as much as you love to live."
The scale of this slaughter is not as great as that at Kiryat Shmona or Ma'alot, but it is successful in the sense that the terrorists have again demonstrated their suicidal determination to attract attention to the Palestinian case. John Lawrence, CBS News, Kibbutz Shamir.
CBS News continues in a minute.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
In Pittsburgh Thursday night, a woman claiming to be from the radical Weathermen Underground telephoned the Associated Press, warning that a bomb would be set off in the 44-story Gulf Oil skyscraper. Minutes later, there was an explosion on the 29th floor of the building, destroying nearly everything on that floor, according to police. No one was injured. The woman caller said the bombing was explained in a letter, and she gave directions on finding it. A letter found in a downtown phone booth accused Gulf Oil of enormous crimes, including making bonanza profits from the poor and working people in the United States. The House Judiciary Committee is looking into charges of possible tax harassment by the Nixon administration of its political enemies. Committee members describe the Internal Revenue Service tactics as dirty politics, but say that any link to the president is vague. During Thursday's committee session, the president's lawyer, James St. Clair, was asked by newsmen what he would accept as a standard of proof for impeachment.
The Constitution says that the House shall either impeach or not impeach. It does not say that the House shall find probable cause for impeachment, so they must make a determination. The Constitution does not specify what standard of proof would be required for a finding of impeachment. Therefore, I would believe that it would have to be substantial proof.
James St. Clair. Soviet ballet stars Valery and Galina Panov are scheduled to depart the Soviet Union this morning for Israel, but a possible hitch reportedly has developed in their planned immigration. Mrs. Panov's mother has asked the couple to send her money. Earlier, Mrs. Panov had been told her departure could be delayed if she did not have a statement saying she was under no financial obligation to her mother. More news in a minute.
It's a beautiful day. I'm waxing my car, and my neighbor comes out with antifreeze. And I say, antifreeze now? And he starts to sing.
You can never buy Prestone too early. Do it now, don't you wait. You can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it too late.
Sounds crazy, but a 50-50 mix of Prestone 2 winter-summer formula and water, about 2 gallons for most cars, helps prevent boil over even in traffic jams, because it helps your cooling system handle heat better than water. Fresh boil-over protection and fresh corrosion protection, too. Because only Prestone 2 has a patented silicone silicate inhibitor system. Nothing beats it for corrosion protection. Summer, winter, all year round, you can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it too late.
If you can't trust Prestone,
who can you trust?
I'm David Henderson, CBS News.
CBS 4 Seattle, KIXI, 6 minutes past 12 o'clock.
The sounds of beautiful music for beautiful Puget Sound continues on KIXI.